Sun at Midnight by Rosie Thomas.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The wind blew straight off the frozen bay. It was thickened with sleet, but the man working on the skeleton roof didn't seem to notice the cold, or the way the flecks of ice drove into his eyes. He had climbed the raw wood truss at one end of the building, and now he straddled the main beam high above the mud and snow-smeared mess of the site. The hotel had been due to open at the beginning of the short summer season, but the weather had been bad even by local standards, and the work had been slow and dogged with problems. Now the job was way behind schedule. The first fix wasn't even finished, a month before the completion date. The site crew were mostly Mexican, the main contractor was from Buenos Aires, and they all hated the cold. The architect worked for a big commercial practice in Portland, Oregon, and he flew into town and found fault for a couple of days before flying right out again. The hotel company was German-owned, with an aggressive development program and a policy of cutting construction costs right to the bone. All of this was routine, however. It was work, life's usual shit. James Rooker didn't even bother to think about it. He vaulted along the beam, squinting against the wind and snow, checking the bolts that secured the plates that held the trusses in place. The wood was split, and some of the bolts were missing. This was Juan's and Pepito's work, of course. Down below, the whistle sounded for the end of the day. Instantly...